Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ by members of the Churches of Christ. With your host, Stevie R. Butler. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
Listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Good evening, wherever you are in the world listening to this radio broadcast. Stevie B's Media Production presents What a Word from the Lord radio show. I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just grateful for the privilege to be able to bring you a program where we as Christians and members of the Churches of Christ can share our faith and preach and teach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ on a weekly basis. If you would like to contact me while we're on the air this evening, just give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. If you have any questions or comments for any of my co-hosts or my special guests on this radio show, you can send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call at Stevie B. Media Production Studio at 910-491-6405. Now, again, this program is brought to you by members of the Churches of Christ. And if you need any assistance in locating a congregation in your area, please feel free to contact us. Now, folks, get out your Bibles and study along with us here on What a Word from the Lord radio show.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Before we go into our program for this evening, I would ask that you would bow with me in a word of prayer, that we may thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts that we are on this broadcast and we are prepared now to present a portion of your holy and divine word. Father, we pray that you'll be my special guest speakers on the broadcast, Denard Barnes and Carlos D. Page, as they break unto our listeners the bread of life. We also ask your blessings upon our special guest in the community corner, Cheryl D. Anderson, as she serves our community as well with her various talents and gifts to uplift our neighbors. We pray that you will bless them and their families that support their efforts, that they may continue to sow the seed of the kingdom. Father, we pray that you will bless our listeners who are tuning into this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio, as well through social media. We pray that they may listen well, and that they may consider their eternal stance before you, and that their hearts may be pricked, and it will cause them to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you so much for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're just so grateful for his precious sacrifice on Calvary's cross. We recognize without such a sacrifice, we would not have a hope of eternal life. Father, even now, we ask that you'll forgive us for the transgressions of our own heart. We know our flesh is weak, and we often fall short of your will. Father, we pray that you will continue to bless us, keep us and love us all the days of our lives. And if we have been faithful until death, Father, we pray that you would save us. For it's in Christ's name we do ask it all. Amen.
You are listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into our broadcast this evening. In the first segment, my special guest speaker is Denard Barnes. He serves with the MLK Junior Drive Church of Christ in Sulphur Springs, Texas. He'll be making his proclamation of the gospel of Christ. Denard has been on this broadcast in the past, and he's done such a great job, so we invited him to come back again. We certainly appreciate his efforts on this radio show. And in the community corner, my special guest is Cheryl D. Anderson. Cheryl is a songwriter, poet, and author, and she serves with the West Victor Church of Christ and she's also a choral director for the Richmond Avenue Church of Christ there in Fort Worth, Texas. She was on the blast a few weeks ago. We was sharing some of her music and her life story in music on that broadcast. So she's an author as well. So she's going to be talking about her new book on this broadcast in the community corner. And then to close out the show, my special guest speaker is Carlos D. Page. He serves as the evangelist for the New Heights Church of Christ there in Biloxi, Mississippi. He'll be making this proclamation of the gospel of Christ to close out the show. So open up your Bibles now and open your minds and let's have a great show. After the break, the next voice you hear will be that of my special guest speaker, Denard Barnes. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
My storm. and I need Bible.
Give me Bible.
Lord, I need the word.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Give your attention to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now my special guest speaker, Denard Barnes, and his subject, Grateful Because He's Faithful.
Certainly we appreciate the opportunity that's been extended to us by our good brother, Brother Stevie B, Brother. And certainly we are thankful for his work, for his efforts that he strived to do over a number of years with this particular radio ministry. Certainly we're just glad and we're elated because it's a blessing not only for those in the immediate area, but a blessing to all of us all over the country. I am Brother DJ Barnes, minister of the MLK Church of Christ in Sulphur Springs, Texas, which is located some 60 miles outside of Dallas. And certainly we're thankful for this opportunity. I'm not going to tarry too long on here on this afternoon. I know that there's some great speakers coming behind me, so I want to make sure that they have the proper time and have the opportunity to present as well. But I want to leave you with a thought on this afternoon. I know we're coming into the Thanksgiving holiday. Many of us will be preparing to eat and drink and just do it as much as we can as we deal also with this pandemic and the changes that have come to this particular holiday season. But I want to remind you something on this afternoon. And as was mentioned, what I'm going to be dealing with on this afternoon is grateful because he's faithful. God has been faithful to us, and God continues to be faithful to us. And one of the things that we need to understand is we need to be grateful, even in these trying times and even in these difficult moments. We need to learn to be grateful to God for what he's done and what he continues to do. But most of all, in our gratitude and in our appreciation, we need to be thankful because our God is faithful. In the book of Psalms, the chapter is 105, and actually 105, 106, and 107 is almost one great collection where the psalmist introduces the concept of what God was able to do for his people, not only by bringing them out, but also by establishing them as a nation. And in doing so, the psalmist wanted the people of God to understand that God had blessed them, God had enriched them, God had elevated them, and God had done great things, that they had not been what they should have been in the sight of God. And here in Psalms 105, the psalmist is dealing with God's faithfulness to his people, how that God continued to be by their side and God continued to do great things for them. Despite the way they acted, despite their behavior, God continued to be faithful in what he did. In verse number 8, the Bible says he remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it with Jacob for a statute to Israel as a everlasting covenant. One thing we need to understand is God was faithful in his promises. God promised Abraham before Israel was even a nation, before there was even 12 tribes, before there were even the 12 sons of Jacob, God made a promise that he would take care of his people. He would bring them out of slavery and he would make them a great nation. And so we have to recognize in our day and time that when God makes a promise, when God promises to take care of us, when God promises to bless us, understand that God will do just what he said. God is never slacking in his promises. God is never short in his promises. God is always delivering on the things that he says. We sing a song sometimes. He's an on-time God because he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. My God takes care of us because he promised to take care of us. And despite the fact that we misbehave and despite the fact that we don't behave in the right way, God still takes care of us. Number two, look at verse number 13. The Bible says, from when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another, he permitted no one to do them harm. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do no harm, my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Second thing I want you to understand on this afternoon is that he is faithful in his protection. God took care of his people. God used the elements to take care of the people. He used nature to take care of the people. And even God would go against the very natures of law, the very laws of nature in order to take care of his people. And he does the same thing for us, not only from a physical sense, but he also takes care of us and protects us from a spiritual sense. He's given us a spirit to guide and direct us in conjunction with the word so we can stand against the enemy, stand against the adversary. So God is seeking to protect us because he promised to do so. God is fulfills his promises. He fulfills his obligation of protection for us. God always looks out for us to protect us, for shield us. He is that great shepherd that looks out for the sheep and protects them from the predatory animals and predatory things that come against us. God is a good God. And finally, on this afternoon, I told you I wasn't going to be long on this afternoon. The Bible tells us in verse 17, he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with feathers. He laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free, made him lord over his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. The third thing we want to talk about is the fact that he is faithful in his providence. God always takes care of us, and even God goes before us, even when we think that God is not looking out for us, even though we think God has allowed us to suffer in the situations we in. God has already gone before us, and he's made a way out of no way. God has already provided a way out of the situation even before you get in the situation. God has already taken care of the problem even though you hadn't got to the problem. God already has taken care of whatever calamity is coming to you even though you hadn't got to the calamity. So I want to say to you on this afternoon, understand, as you sit around the table and as you eat your turkey and your dressing and your sweet potato pie and your yams and whatever the case might be thankful to God. Be grateful to God, because my God is faithful. He's taking care of you. He took care of you 10 years ago. He'll take care of you 5 years ago, and he's taking care of you now, and he'll take care of you in the future. Understand, God is faithful, so be grateful, because my God is faithful. May God bless you. May God keep you. Once again, Brother Stevie B, we appreciate you. God bless you, and God bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. May God keep you in his loving care and be by your side through these troubling days.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665 or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
These are the announcements for the events and activities in the Churches of Christ. Somebody feels hopeless, somebody depressed, somebody walks the path alone, watching others walk around in pain. At 910-491-6405. All senior emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. On Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be a nationwide gospel call that is sponsored by the Churches of Christ in Highland Heights from Houston, Texas, and that telephone number is 857-216-6700, and that access code is 328-497. And this is a nationwide outreach to those who are not members of the Churches of Christ. The speakers will be presenting the basic salvation message for those for them to learn what they must do in order to be saved, and information regarding us. In addition, it is intended to edify and strengthen the faith of those who are Christians. And on Tuesday evening each week from 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Delcrest Church of Christ in San Antonio, Texas, presents the Women's Virtual Bible Class at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on www.zoom.com. And the class ID number is 821-3692-8262. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Church of Christ Ministers presents the Virtual Sermon Series 101. And the theme is Time is Truth and Truthless Times. Be live on Facebook and on YouTube channel, Something Like Must Come Preaching. And for more information, contact www.arlingtonroad at www.arlingtonroad.com, and also the Hilltop Church of Christ at www.hilltopcoc.org. Daily at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, there'll be a Ladies in Christ prayer line hosted by the Church of Christ in Lafayette, Louisiana. And that telephone number is 602-5203. And the access code is 514-85. My co-host, Steve Cordell, on the Gospel Light Radio Show that airs on Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, has a new book entitled God, Grace, and You. And you can order this book from the 21st Century Christian Catalog. And just a program reminder, Steve B's Media Production presents, we're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And the telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. Or type in your search bar, www.blogtalkradio.com/Gospel Light Radio Show. And the first Monday of every month is also good too. And that's Standard Time. And the next scheduled show will be on December the 7th, and my co-host Frank Washington from the West Broward Church of Christ there in Plantation, Florida, he'll be making his proclamation of the Gospel of Christ on that radio show. And then on Tuesday evening each week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show. And each week we'll have special guest speakers from the Brotherhood of the Church of Christ who'll be presenting lessons from the Word of God. Also, we have the Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services that they're offering to our communities. Also, I have three co-hosts on that show. Lou Gilbert, he's an evangelist from the Oakwood Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as well as Shauna Otis. She's with the Great Way Church of Christ. She's with the Mid-Tennessee Singles Hour of Power. That segment will air every third Tuesday of the month. And my co-host, Isa Mullins, he serves Helen Street Church of Christ here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then on Thursday each week, the Gospel Light Radio Show will air on from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I have eight co-hosts on that show who'll be presenting lessons from the Word of God on that show. And each week I have two co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking questions from my social media platform on Facebook. I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. And then on Friday night, we have a new time from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll be hosting the live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast Radio Show. And I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists on that broadcast, The Sweet Sounds of Voices. We also have the Story Glory segment. We try to do that segment every first Friday of the month. We're interviewing artists that we're actually playing on this radio show. And we're also debuting new music and featuring old music. And on this Friday night, my special guest on the blast will be Shano out of Hallandale, Florida. He's former member of the Four Christian Stars. And then on December the 4th, my special guest in that Story Glory segment will be Mark Clemens. He's a former member of the Straight Company out of Louisville, Kentucky. We'll be debuting two of his new singles on that radio show. I'm also doing the Top 20 Countdown show for the month of December. I think that next show will be on December 18th. I'll be counting down my Top 20 Acapella Gospel songs for the month of December. And also featuring a marathon show, my next marathon show. I try to do one every quarter. Our next marathon show will be on January the 28th, 29th, 2021. Lord, let's see those days. And I'll be featuring Ricky Lawler from Longview, Texas on that radio show. Also, my on-demand episodes. If you can't catch any of these live shows, you can always go to wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from and just type in your search bar, Stevie B's Media Productions. You'll see all of the on-demand episodes that we're producing here on a weekly basis. And some of the major platforms that you can go to is Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, YouTube, just to name a few. And I have a new sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco. She's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If you'd like to sponsor these radio shows, just give her a call at 954-687-4705. I'd like to give a shout out to all of my sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. We certainly appreciate them for doing that, and Sharon Norwood, she was listening. It seems we had some technical difficulty, but we're back now. I was saying Bethesda Memorial, that's what it is, Bethesda Memorial Directory Funeral Directory Crematory Services. I'm getting tongue-tied tonight. From DeSoto, Texas, certainly appreciate them for sponsoring this show. And also Stanley Phillips, he's the owner of A Touch of Class Apparel out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Certainly appreciate him for sponsoring these radio shows. And my sponsor, Cheryl Marat from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's with the Compassionate Haiti Leader. She's been serving in Northern Haiti for 20 plus years and is like to become a part of something greater than yourself. So please visit and donate to Haiti at www.compassionatehaitileader.faith. And my sponsor, Yvonne Blazing Cracker Duke from Nashville, Tennessee. We certainly appreciate her. And also, Diversified Financial Network, LLC, out of Dallas, Texas, owners Mark and Charlotte Curl. And I have three new sponsors, Melvin Jackson from High Point, North Carolina, and Marquise Hallman from Charlotte, North Carolina. Their company is called Unique Transportation Auto Car Hauling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Certainly appreciate them for sponsoring these shows. And Stephanie Booker Wilson from Greensboro, North Carolina. Her company is called Stephanie Song Vocal Studio. And my sponsor, Ordained Faith Publishing out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The three E's of Stevie B's Media Production. It is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
The last time, it may be the last time, I don't know.
What a Word from the Lord radio show. The Community Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Community Corner is designed to just simply tell our listeners just what products and services are being offered in our communities and how you can get in contact with these various vendors for their services. Ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised to know just what are some of the products and services that people have to offer that are sitting right there in our congregations. This is one of my favorite segments because we get a chance to hear just what are some of the things going on around us that people are doing to serve in our communities. We've had people on this show who are into financial services, legal services. We've had authors, college consultants, professional boxers who are community activists. We've also had NFL players, casting producers for television shows, farmers, comedians, health and wellness, you name it. We've just about had them on this radio show. So we just want to make the saints aware of just what are some of the services that are available to them. Now, my special guest on the Community Corner this evening is Cheryl D. Anderson. Cheryl is a songwriter, poet, author, and she serves with the West Victor Church of Christ, and she serves as the choral director of the Richmond Avenue Church of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. She is the author of a new book entitled Poetry in Motion and Mind Movements, and Cheryl was on the broadcast, not this particular radio show, but she was on the Blast radio show a few weeks ago. We was talking about her music career on that particular show, and I wanted to invite Cheryl back to the Community Corner so she could tell us about her new book. Cheryl, welcome to the Community Corner.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, why don't you tell us now what it is? Now, I know you wrote a book. We're going to talk about your book, but you were doing some other things to serve in our community as well. Why don't you tell us about those?
Well, I've been in business for about 48 years with CDA Productions. I run out PA services for concerts, church events, banquets, talent shows, weddings, all kinds of things like of that nature. Also, I've written a booklet for women that they're dealing with breast cancer, a Christian woman's perspective, why not you? And so I've been singing and directing and writing, and I have a lot of mentoring programs I have going on right now as well.
Well, why don't you tell us about that, the program you talked about on the Blast, where you was talking about women. I'll forget the name of that program you had, but you was talking about that a little bit a few weeks ago. Can you share that with us?
Yes. It's called Preparing Ourselves for the Kingdom, Praying Hands with Humble Hearts, Church of Christ Women's Ministry. Okay. And in actuality, we just finished a 3-day event this last Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Now, tell us about your book now. Tell us about that book.
Poetic Motions and Mind Movements is about a little bit of everything. There's stories, holiday stories. There's poetry about everyday life. There's stories about love life. There's stories about relationships, stories about families, stories about grandparents and grandchildren. There's, it's just a wide variety of a little bit of every of life, things that joy feel, things that are tragic. So I try to incorporate a little bit of everything that deals with everyday living and life in that book.
Now, why don't you tell our listeners that how can they purchase this book?
Well, CDA books, we're going to have that. We're going to have possibly Target. I think Michelle will be telling you a little bit more about that. Maybe Amazon and a few other areas that we're going to be using to distribute it sometime close to Christmas.
Now, are you selling your music as well?
No, with our music, mostly the music that I'm doing now is for Sincerity, the choir that I direct. Like I said, we've done one CD. Whenever we get back together, we want to do another one. But a lot of different groups have sung songs that I've written over the years, as well as arrangements even now.
Okay. Hey, Cheryl, I certainly appreciate you joining us for the Community Corner and sharing your information with us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Cheryl D. Anderson out of Fort Worth, Texas. We certainly appreciate her joining us for the show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Can you tell me his name?
Jesus Christ.
Tell me what is his aim?
Give us life.
Hey! I know a man who says we can know what God has planned for us all to be. I know a man who died upon a tree that we might live eternally.
I know a man who died upon a tree that we might live eternally.
Can you tell me his name?
Jesus Christ.
Tell me what is his aim?
Give us life.
Hey! I know a man who died upon a tree that we might live eternally. Can you tell me his name?
Jesus Christ.
Tell me what is his aim?
Give us life.
Hey!
Need to wait.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on,
the Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Everything, all the pain, that your troubles made.
Worthy of the glory,
giving the praise,
yeah.
Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Oh,
worship
the
Lord. I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me. So when your troubles come, just hold the dust and change in
hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have brought some tribulations here this morning. You might be a little weary, but I came to tell you.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for the delay, but we're waiting for our speaker for the next segment. So please bear with us. Thank you very much.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
I got one more.
Oh,
To What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Thank you.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
When I see the
listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to apologize for that delay and some feedback. I was trying to connect to Zoom for the New Heights Church of Christ in Biloxi, Mississippi. Their preacher is on the show this evening. I was trying to connect with their Zoom as well as we're doing the show simultaneously, but I got some feedback, so that didn't work. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Carlos D. Page. He serves as the evangelist for the New Heights Church of Christ there in Biloxi, Mississippi. He'll be making this proclamation of the gospel of Christ, and his subject is the masterpiece.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Once again, I'm thankful to be on tonight. Hope, trust, and pray that all is well with everyone. I want to thank you, Stevie, for allowing once again this opportunity to be on the show. It's been a few months since the last time I was on, and I'm thankful for this opportunity. Tonight, beloved, I want to call your attention to Ephesians, the second chapter, Ephesians chapter 2. As we are kicking off our Tuesday night growth group session for the New Heights Church, we are bridging the two on tonight with the radio show. And so I'm thankful for all of New Heights members that have jumped on so far, an hour early for our Tuesday night growth group session. Ephesians chapter 2, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. I was reading this in different formats, and something just stood out to me in the New Living Translation. So if you have a copy of God's Word, we will begin at verse number 1, Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible says, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as an example of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus." This is where I started to get happy in the text. It says, "God saved you by his grace when you believed, and can't take credit for this, and we can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things which he has planned for us a long time ago. Father in heaven, we pray right now that you will allow your word to resonate deep within our hearts and so that we may be able to leave out of this preaching moment better than when we entered in. Father, we thank you for this preaching privilege, and we thank you for allowing me to have people to preach to bring your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, beloved, I want to talk to you using as my subject the master's peace. The master's peace. As we get ready to embark upon a week of thankfulness and gratitude, even the busiest of the busy person is going to have time this week to reflect on just how much we have to be thankful for. Now, if you're like me, 2020 has been a year like none other. 2020 has been a year that we probably wouldn't have even imagined to be in our lifetime. And because of what we've experienced in this year of 2020, it's pertinent to really develop a deeper appreciation of gratitude for everything that God has given us and everything that God has withheld from us. But what really ought to strike in the Christians in the Christian's life and strike purpose in the child of God is the fact that God did something extra for us in which by we can be saved no matter what happens to us in this physical realm of life. And what is interesting to me in Ephesians chapter 2 is we're looking at the big picture of what God has done. It's almost like an artist or a sculptor. They will get an ideal or a picture in their minds, and they will begin to set out a plan in order for them to bring whatever their vision is into a physical space or a physical manifestation. And so when I think about how God orchestrated the world, when you look back to the Genesis, to the beginning of all creation, we see how God mapped out things carefully and how he created man in his own image. But somewhere along the way, we lost our way as God's creation, and we began to heap to our own desires and our own lusts by following the world standards and following the God of this world, the darkness of this world. And so what strikes me is when Paul begins to talk to the church here at Ephesus, he's getting us to understand even today as modern day Christians in our Western culture that God didn't leave us where we were. And so that's something to be excited about. That's something to be thankful about, that God didn't leave us separated from him, but he developed and devised a master plan. And so when I realized how God developed his master plan, I realized that I'm only a piece of God's plan. And so that's why I've entitled this theme on tonight, The Master's Peace, because I realized that although I go through life's troubles, although I experience hardship and heartache just like the next person, I realized that I'm the master's piece. I'm a piece of God's divine puzzle, and through God's providence, he's placed me in position to be able to be redeemed of the things that I've done in the past. And what the text tells me, as Paul opens up chapter 2 of Ephesians, he tells us that we once were dead because of our disobedience, because of our sins. We were condemned to die. We weren't even alive. And what Jesus has made available for us through his sacrifice and through his obedience to even God, his Father, he's made salvation readily available to not just the Jews, but to all of mankind, to the Gentiles as well. And that's what Paul's address is to the church at Ephesus, is he's trying to get them to understand that there is no preferential treatment in the kingdom. And that's one thing for us to be grateful for, because we are all God's peace. We are all the master's peace to his masterpiece. And so when we continue in the text, he says, you used to live in sin, like just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is of the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. That means the devil is constantly controlling those that has power over those who just rebel God and reject God and just are desiring to live their best life, to live the life that they choose to live. And by our very nature, by the sinful nature of man, we deserve God's wrath. We deserve God's anger. And so if you have anything to be thankful about in this season, if you have anything to be thankful about on tonight, we ought to be thankful that we are a God. We are God's piece for his masterpiece. We are a piece of the puzzle. When you get ready to sit down with your children, especially during this time of quarantine, we've had some time to spend with our families that we probably haven't had in years past. And I know if you were like in my household, we had the opportunity to do puzzles and when the beginning of the pandemic started in. And when you take the puzzle and you pour it out of the box, it's so many little pieces of that puzzle. And at that point, it just looks like chaos. And it looks like a challenge, if nothing more. It looks like something that you just really have to take a moment to get a lay of the land, to really outline how you're going to go about accomplishing this big picture that you see on the box. Because watch this, the picture on the box was the reason you purchased the puzzle. I need to say that again. It was the picture that was on the box that caused you, that spiked your interest enough for you to purchase the puzzle. But when you opened the box, it was just chaos. What I'm trying to tell us tonight, child of God, is that you are the master's piece. That means you are only a piece of God's masterpiece. You are only a piece of the puzzle. I remember growing up watching Bob Ross, the famous painter who used to make beautiful pictures on a blank canvas, and it was something that he imagined in his head, in his mind, in his spirit before he was able to ever put it on paper. And I can see God working through Paul as he begins to talk about how we were made alive again because we once were dead. And he says that by our very nature, we deserve God's wrath. And then he says in verse number 4, but God is so rich. You ought to be able to type that in the comment section. You ought to be able to tag somebody or text somebody tonight and say, God is so rich in mercy that he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus Christ. God didn't leave his pieces disassembled on the floor in the middle of chaos. God said, listen, I know that it doesn't look like much right now, but he says, I'm going to have someone to purchase this puzzle. I'm going to have someone that sees the big picture, because He knows the will of God. He knows the mind of God, because Jesus is God. He is just as much. He was just as much a man as he was God at the same time. And so he knew the mind of God. He knew God's plan to redeem mankind. And so he purchased this puzzle. What I'm trying to tell somebody on tonight, beloved, that we ought to be thankful that I'm the master's piece, because I'm a piece of the master's piece. I'm a piece of the masterpiece that the master has a vision for, because he prayed for unity. He prayed that we all might be one. What I get from that is he wants us to all come together to fit, so that we can all look like the kingdom. So we can all be the kingdom. What is manifested in the vision of God, the mind of God, is that we all come to the knowledge of the truth, that God was so rich in mercy, that God loved us so much, that he didn't just leave me as a piece lying on the floor without purpose, without my sacrifice, without my contribution to the grand scheme of his picture, of his masterpiece. But I also want to say, share this too. When I look at this text, it says that in verse number 7, so God can point us in all future ages as an example of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and we can't take credit for it. It is the gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can boast about it. What I need us to understand is that although we have intellect, although we have our own self-will, although we have our own agendas, and God gives us free will, and he gives us the ability to go around and and live our lives to our choosing, we're still powerless. We're still a piece of the puzzle lying on the floor until the master touches us. We are the master's piece, and we have to be willing to surrender and be put into place by God, be put into place by Jesus, be put into place in the kingdom. Because watch this, when you look at the puzzle piece, each one has a different shape and a different cut and a different curve, but it also has a different face value, meaning that that the surface of the puzzle doesn't look like everybody else. The surface of the puzzle doesn't look like the rest of the puzzle pieces, because it is only a fragment of the entire picture. But every piece is cut and shaped and manifested in a way that once it finds its mate, once it finds its partner, it can now connect. It can now connect, and it begins to take shape, and you begin to start to see things that you didn't once see when you were scattered out on the floor. What I'm trying to tell us is the longer we live and the closer we get to God and the more connected that we are with Christ Jesus through our fellowship with him, through the knowledge of the scriptures, through patience and through trying, and as our faith strengthens, we can't understand some things right now, but I remember singing the song when I was a child, farther along, we'll know all about it. That means the more I live, the more I learn, the more I grow, the more I pray, the more I trust God, I'm going to begin to understand picture, because it's going to start to unfold as more pieces come together, as more of us surrender to the will of God. I know that it's going to work out for my good. And one of these days, the picture that we're all trying to witness, the picture that we all want to see one of these days, is just how beautiful heaven is. We sing how beautiful heaven must be, but realizing that I'm the master's piece to his masterpiece. And that means that as I connect to the next piece, I ought to be trying to live my life in a way that others will want to be connected to me, because we're all connected to Christ Jesus. Watch it. Watch it in verse number 10. This is where I got this thrust for tonight, is that in verse 10 he says, "For we are God's masterpiece." But I realize that we can't be God's masterpiece unless we first give over to the peace which God gives. The peace which God gives through Christ Jesus, meaning that I no longer have to deal with the things of the world that I once was a slave to, because I've surrendered to his will and to his way. And through my obedience, God didn't leave me out there hanging. He planned something beautiful for my life. It is up to me to decide whether or not I'm going to allow him to use me. I say it all the time that God doesn't need any of us, but he can sure use us if we're willing to surrender. And then what Paul begins to tell us in verse number 11, don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. That's my last point on tonight. Don't forget that we once were outsiders, but now we are part of the picture. Now we are part of the plan. We are part of those who are going out to seek and save those that are lost. Will you be grateful tonight that God made salvation available to all of us? Will we be grateful tonight that God gave us an equal playing field so that we can all be one in Christ Jesus? I need to tell somebody tonight that's listening to me that we are only the master's piece to God's masterpiece. And as we look back over the course of our lives, we can see just how God's picture has begun to take shape and take form. I hope, trust, and pray tonight that somebody is encouraged, but just by knowing that even though we go through life's problems and we have challenges and we have situations, that God has not left us helpless or hopeless, that we are only a piece of the puzzle. Be used by God, beloved. Be used by God in a mighty way. And every opportunity that you get, make sure you share with somebody just how good God has been by giving us all an atonement for our sins through Christ Jesus. I hope, trust, and pray that you've been blessed by the word of God on tonight. This has been a word from the Lord. And I thank you once again, Brother Stevie, for this opportunity to speak to your audience and to speak to those who need a word from the Lord. We now come into the God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. May the devil chase you every day of your life, and may he never catch you. God bless you. I love you, and good night.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
And if you miss me from singing,
sing it.
And you can't find me nowhere,
nowhere.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be singing
nothing.
Yes, I will. And I know the Lord, he will greet me over yonder,
over
on the other shore. To glory.
Glory,
I'll be praising the
fair. I'll be praising
the fair. Heard the minister say to thee, other day.
Listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this time and extend unto you the Lord's invitation. If you are not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you've been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. It's not enough to be religious, but you must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14, you must hear the gospel. John chapter 6 and verse 45, Romans chapter 10 and verse 14 and 17, and the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. Hebrews 11, 6, James chapter 2, and verse 24. You must repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, and Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. You must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 10 and verse 48, 1 Peter. If you have not been faithful in your service to God, you need to decide again by repentance and prayer, Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. And we want to encourage you now to visit the churches of Christ in your immediate area. Amen. And I'll see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
I'm gonna keep on climbing this mountain till I reach higher ground.
Can't turn around.
I can't turn around.
Oh no.
So I ain't gonna stop now.
Anybody out there?
So the storm winds blow.
Having trials and tribulation. Just wanna encourage you.
Keep moving on.
I need somebody who's been through something. Help me now.
I've had some ups and downs, hard times in my life.
I've had to wipe so many tears from my weeping eyes.
I know the pain will last only for a night.
That's why I'll hold on till the morning light. You see the suffering we're going through, it don't compare. The dread that waits for us all the day. I gotta keep on climbing, though sometimes we make it hard. But we ain't gonna stop till we reach the top. The devil tries to make us think there is no way out. Maybe you lost someone that was close to you.
Maybe you're sick and there's nothing you can do.
Oh yeah.
Just keep your eyes to the sky. When times get hard, keep pressing toward the prize.
Oh, you see, I try. They won't last for long.
They only make them
so they gotta keep on.
Keep on praying, keep on climbing.
Keep on climbing.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for hanging in there with us tonight. We've had some technical difficulty on the show. We've had some delays on the show, but all in all, we were still able to get through it. We still had some fine messages from my special guest speakers, Denard Barnes and Carlos D. Page. Certainly appreciate their efforts on the show. Great word from the Lord from these gentlemen on the broadcast tonight. In spite of it all, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached on this radio show tonight, and I certainly appreciate those gentlemen for doing just that. And also, I thank my special guest in the community corner, Cheryl D. Anderson. She's been on the show where she was on the blast a few weeks ago, and I'm certainly thank her for accepting the invitation to come on the show tonight and share her books with us as well as her other endeavors. I certainly appreciate everyone who participated on the show this evening. What a blessing it is to be able to put this kind of show on and to preach the gospel during the week. And we just don't have to wait for the weekend to hear the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that the lessons and everything that you heard on this radio show have been beneficial to your spiritual lives, and that your relationship with the Lord has been strengthened, because you're not only tuning in this radio show, but you've given yourself over to a study of God's word. So until we meet again, I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives, and that he bless you real, real good. You've been listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. On behalf of my co-hosts, Isa Mullins, Shauna Otis, and Lou Gilbert, we really do appreciate your love and support for these radio programs. I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and I want to say good night, everybody. God bless you.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Well, I see a man.
I see a man walking by the Jordan.
Wiping tears
from everybody's eyes.
I see a man.
I see a man
walking
by the Jordan.
Wiping tears
yeah, from everybody's eyes.
I never knew a man
like this before.
Who can open?
Who could open anybody's door?
I see a man
walking by the Jordan.
I see a man walking
by the Jordan.
I believe
he's walking for me.
I see a man
talking by the Jordan.
Wiping tears
from everybody's eyes.
I see a man
talking by the Jordan.
Wiping tears from everybody's eyes.
I never knew a man like this before.
Who can open?
Anybody's door.
I see a man talking by the Jordan.
I see a man talking by the Jordan.
I believe he's talking for me. I see a man praying
by the Jordan.
An open door.
Wiping tears from everybody's eyes.
I see a man praying
by the Jordan.
Wiping tears from everybody's eyes.
I see a man praying by the Jordan.
I believe he's praying for me.
I see a man preaching by the Jordan.
Wiping tears from everybody's eyes.
I see a man preaching by the Jordan.
Wiping tears from everybody's eyes.
I never knew a man like this before.
Who can open anybody's door.
I see a man preaching by the Jordan.
I see a man preaching by the Jordan. I see a man walking by the Jordan.
I believe he's walking for me.
Me. You've been listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show, episode 180.
I know, Lord,
He'll take care,
of me.
Oh, yeah,
yes, He will.
I know the Lord,
He'll take care,
Take care
of me.
Oh, yeah, He will.
Oh, when I'm down,
oh, yeah,
to my last dime,
oh, yeah,
I call on You,
oh,
and You step,
yeah,
in right. Trying every day to walk in the right way. My, it gets hard on this road. It gets so rough.
Tell him how He took care of you.
Sometimes I gave all by mistake. Lord, I don't know, just don't know what to do. I start to look back over my life. And in Your word, I know You'll see me through.
Not long ago,
He'll take care.
When it seemed like I lost everything but my
He'll
mind,
take care.
And a new friend,
He'll take care.
A friend I could call on,
He'll take care.
In a late midnight hour,
He'll take care.
So I called on the Lord,
He'll take care.
And let me tell you what I found out.
I know the Lord.
See, I know the Lord.
He'll take care.
He'll take care of me.
Thank You,
Father.
Thank You, Lord.
Yeah.